My name is Jalen, and this is my not so secret diary. This is my first entry, and I just wanted to kind of keep it short just to kind of get the hang of this podcast thing. And so I thought, you know, let's talk about zodiac signs today. It's a great way to get to know a person, you know, like how they feel about other zodiac signs. Disclaimer, I do know that zodiac signs do not make up a person's personality, and I do not judge people based off their zodiac signs. I just think it's kind of like fun to learn about and cross-reference. So, with Scorpio season being here and, you know, the Scorpios having their birthdays, I guess we can go ahead and start with them. I don't really have an opinion on Scorpios. Like, I know a couple of them. One doesn't talk to me anymore. We used to be friends. And the other is my aunt. And what I can say about both of them is that they're brutally honest. I'm gonna be honest. Like, they'll both honestly tell you the truth. And sometimes it may come out really mean or in a really harsh way. But you know they mean the best if they care about you. If they don't really too much like you, then I would kind of be worried. They're really sweet people, though. Like, very kind and... Yeah, I think the bad rep the Scorpios get is that they're honest. Like, I've heard a lot of people say Scorpios are super mean, and to me, it's not that. It's just their honesty, which makes them seem mean. But I mean, I'm an honest person myself, so I really don't see it as a bad trait. You know, so I guess that's cool about them. I really don't dislike Scorpios, but I'm not gonna say that's my favorite zodiac sign either, because, well, it's not. And I feel like I haven't met enough Scorpios in my life. Like, I know more than two Scorpios now that I'm thinking about it, but it's just like I haven't had the interaction to say that I fully know them as people. So moving on to Sagittarius. I kid, Sagittarius. This is my favorite zodiac sign out of all zodiac signs, and no, I am not a Sagittarius. I don't know what it is, but it's like, to me, they're the easiest people to talk to. Like, I've met several Sagittarius that I've talked to for legit hours, and I didn't even know that I talked to them for legit hours. It's like they have like this kind of like trusting feeling. I don't really know like what to call it or like how to word it, but it's like I find them the easiest people to trust, and that's like before I find out that they're Sagittarius. Crazy, huh? We're really compatible, and I feel like one of my closest friends is a Sagittarius, and when I say she pushes me to do some of the craziest things, but she is crazy. And they're really chill people, like really chill until they're not, and then it's almost like they're insane or crazy. Not almost, like they are. They are crazy and hot-headed, but very lovable people, very fun to be around. My favorite zodiac sign, honestly. Like, great people. I love Sagittarius. When I do get married, that has to be the requirement. I kid, you know, like, you could be a Virgo, I guess. Who knows? Moving on to Capricorns. Capricorn is kind of like in the area with Scorpios. Like, I don't hate them, but like, I can't say that I love them either. I do know that they are very hardworking people that are always thinking of a way to like make money or be creative. Like, they're always thinking of something to work on. Always. And that's not a bad thing at all. Like, I know I kind of sound a little bit annoyed when I said that, but it's not a bad thing at all. And it's kind of like I kind of like being around them, because like it pushes me to like also think about ways that I can better myself and make money and be creative and new ideas. And it's like as soon as I get around a Capricorn, my creative juices start flowing, and I honestly don't know what it is. It's like they're very hardworking people, and they're actually like really calm. Like, I've seen a couple Capricorns, you know, like get a little feisty, but like for the most part it takes a lot to take them out of their character. It's kind of like what I appreciate about that sign is like they stay true to themselves and they really don't let people affect them, and you know, like I have respect for that, major respect for that. And like I said, I really like the hardworking aspect of Capricorns. Next is Aquarius, and I am an Aquarius. I really don't like Aquarius. Like, most people would like love their zodiac sign, but like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes we're a little too honest. When I say too honest, I mean too honest. I've had friends ask me questions and I would answer quite honestly, and sometimes it seemed rude, but they're my friends, so they know that being rude was not the intention. Same thing with my mom or like any other family member. It's like the stuff that I say is the truth, and I wish I could portray it in a more nicer way, but at the end of the day, the truth is the first thing that I'm gonna tell you, because why would I lie to you? What I don't like about Aquarius and being one is the emotional detachment that we show. Because a lot of Aquarius are actually emotional, or from experience. Emotional people, like, we have feelings. And we are humans, despite contrary belief. Aquarius are humans, and we sometimes do experience other emotions besides blankness, if that can even be considered an emotion. And I don't like that, so I don't show it, which is why it seems like I'm an unemotional person. I rarely cry. I only cry out of frustration. And you know, at first I thought there was something wrong with me, because I thought I, you know, was like not hydrated enough to cry, and then I started hydrating myself, and I just had to have a really traumatic event happen to me in order for that gate to open, the flood of tears. 2020 was a horrible year. But yeah, I mean, I think Aquarius get a bad rep, because people are like, oh, like I hate Aquarius because they're so closed off and they're really rude, and it's not that. It's just, I don't like my emotions, and so I'm not gonna, like, you know, project them. And I'm not being rude, I'm just being honest, and you can't handle the truth. I'm just saying. So, next, we have the Pisces. I don't really like Pisces. After a while, they start to get on my nerves. When I say on my nerves, I mean every single last nerve I have in my body, like, Pisces start to dance on them. Kind of like gets to me a little bit, you know. It's just like they're so hyperactive, a lot of them, or at least the ones I've met, like they've just been like super hyperactive, and it's like they always want to go and do this and do that and talk about this and talk about that. And sometimes, like, I don't even want to talk, like, bro, like I'd be tired of myself breathing, like literally the sound of my own breath will, like, start to irritate me after a while. And so people constantly talking to me 24/7 starts to irritate me. And, you know, I kind of get, like, hovering. And every Pisces that I met has been, like, very talkative. Like, they like to talk. And they like to talk about things and people and feelings. And I just cannot. Not for that long. It's just, like, I can have a 10-minute conversation with you and then I'm ready to be quiet, which is actually, like, weird, because I like talking to Sagittarius and I can talk to them for hours. So I don't know what it is with me and Pisces, but all the Pisces that I've met have ended up annoying me at one point. Sorry to all my friends who are Pisces. Aries. I love Aries, especially Aries women. Like, it's something about Aries and, like, that fire that ignites them. Like, and then they're all beautiful. Like, every Aries woman that I've ever seen is just, like, drop dead gorgeous. Like, it's crazy. But it's like, in an argument, an Aries woman is always right. I'm sorry to anybody out there who's ever argued with an Aries woman, but they're always right. I don't know, it's just like, they're so mesmerizing. Like, you look at one and you're just like, wow, like, you are mad beautiful. Like, I want to be you almost. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't know how I feel about Aries men because, I don't think I know any. I don't think I know any. It was the women, like, the Aries women, they're just so mesmerizing. Like, if I ever met an Aries man, I probably forgot about him because I'm stuck thinking about the Aries woman or women that I've met before. Like, oh my gosh. Taurus. I don't like Taurus. Simply because both of my parents are Taurus. And they think they know everything. And coming from an Aquarius who knows they know everything or almost everything, Taurus really aren't that right most of the time. And it's like they want to be. And they think they are, which is the part that like irritates me the most. And when they realize that they're wrong, they never step up and say that they're wrong. Or at least my parents don't. It's kind of like I don't know what it is. It's like, is it an ego thing? Is it a stubborn thing? Like, are you just too stubborn to admit the fact that you're wrong? Because I have some cousins who are like the same way. It's like, you're too stubborn to admit the fact that you're wrong and I'm right. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm wrong to end the argument because I know that I'm right. And I'm waiting for you to tell me that I'm right and you're wrong because that's just who I am as a person. Crazy, huh? But I've met some Taurus that like aren't authority figures in my life, and I actually do love those people. Like, not love, I don't know, love is a strong word, because I love Sagittarius and I don't love Taurus. But the Taurus that I have met that are like friends or like authority figures in my life, they're cool, and I could talk to them longer than I can talk to Pisces for. I'm just gonna be honest. Next we have Gemini. Not a big Gemini fan. Don't hate them, don't love them. They're kind of like in the same realm as like the Scorpios and Capricorns. It's just like they're there. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yes, Geminis are fake, but it's not really fakeness that comes from them. It's just like they all have some kind of multiple different personality disorder thing going on where like they're 50 different people in their heads or something. No offense. But it's like I kind of understand where they're coming from. It's like they adapt to any situation. Oh, sorry. They adapt to any situation that they're in, and I feel like that's the part that makes them seem two-faced or fake. Now, I do know one Gemini that is two-faced, like one of the biggest two-faced people I've ever met. But you know, I don't know. I think it's just like, you know, them adapting to any situation or like adapting to your energy and then matching your energy. Like, if you have them messed up, if you have them bent, they're really gonna show you, you know, what they can do. And Cancers. My grandma was a Cancer and I loved her so much. Well, love, is it still love? I love her so much. I also had a manager, well, she was my assistant manager, but she was on a manager over me, and she was a Cancer, or is a Cancer, and, beautiful souls. They're in the realm with the Scorpio, Pisces people, not Scorpio, Pisces, Scorpio, Capricorn people, but they're kind of leaning more towards the Sagittarius side of, like, if I had to put them on a spectrum of love to hate, or not hate because hate is a strong word, but very much dislike. It's because, like, they're, like, said to be the crybabies and of the zodiac signs and stuff, but honestly, like, I think Pisces would cry before Cancer does in a situation, and Cancers are just, like, so chill, like, they're just there and they mind their own business, and I like Cancers, they're really nice to talk to, and, like, kind of crazy, but, you know, who isn't? Especially, like, nowadays. Leos, though. My younger sister is Leo. I love Leo so much. Like, we get along great until we don't. And it's not that we don't get, me and Leos don't get along, you know? It's not that. It's just the constant need of attention that kind of gets me irritated about Leos. It's like, they need attention 24/7. It's like, give me attention or else, give me attention or else, give me attention or else. And it's kind of just like a, I need time alone. Do you know? Do you know? Yeah, like, that's the only thing that, like, gets me about them. And, like, it puts them kind of, like, in that little, I don't dislike you, but I don't love you either. It's kind of just like a, do you need attention 24/7? Like, can you spend a couple moments alone? Or if, like, they're the Leos that can spend moments alone, the moment they want attention, they're gonna get it. Whether it's good attention or bad attention. Like, they're gonna get it. They're gonna start an argument with you. They're gonna come up and slap you on the back of your head. You know, like, they're gonna do something to get attention. They're gonna do something for somebody to pay attention to them. And that's the thing I don't like about Leos. It's like, they're so, they just need so much attention, even when they don't. And then we have the Virgos. I don't like Virgos. I'm just gonna put it out there. I really don't like Virgos. They're control freaks who think that they're better than everybody else. Like, they're too good for a lot of stuff. I've met a lot of Virgos who've think that they're too good for a lot of stuff. They're better than everybody else. And now there are some Virgos. The Virgos, I don't know, hear me out. The Virgos who smoke weed are really chill. But if you're a Virgo who doesn't smoke weed, like, I don't like you. I'm just gonna be honest. Like, can't really get with it. And I don't know what it is. It's like, the ones who do smoke are, like, really chill people, and they're just, like, relaxed and laid back, and, like, they honestly are, like, probably some of the best people. Like, they're up there with the Sagittarius. And then you have the ones that don't, that are, like, past the line of do not like. Yeah, no, like, I just can't get with Virgos. Like, ugh, something about that zodiac sign just, like, makes me want to shrivel up into a ball and die of, like, dehydration or something. I don't know. And last but not least, we have Libras. I like Libras, but then again, like, they're in that area with the Scorpios and the Capricorns of, like, but I don't love them. I like them, but I don't love them, but I don't hate them. They're just, like, in the little middle, like, floating around. I do have one Libra friend I went to high school with. Really cool kid, really nice, really smart. Really smart. And if she ever called me and said that she needed $1 million and I had $1 million in my bank account, I'd give it to her. I love Libras. Yeah, not love. But, like, I don't not like them. So that is my opinion on the zodiac signs as an Aquarius, by the way. I have an Aquarius sun, an Aries moon, and a Leo rising. So, there's that. I guess that's the end of this entry. I hope you guys have an amazing morning or day. If it's morning, evening, if it's the afternoon, evening time, or night, if you're listening to this before bed. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast, and I will see you guys next time.